Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Tony.
For all my ladies out there trucking towards they go. Let's go. She gon' take care of her bitch. She trucking. She trucking. She a woman with a rig. She trucking. She trucking. She gon' take care of her kids. She trucking. Yeah. She a boss. She do it big. She trucking. She trucking. She trucking. She trucking. She trucking. She trucking. She a boss. She do it big. She trucking. She a woman with a rig. She trucking. She trucking. She trucking. She trucking. She trucking.
Thank you for tuning into the Women Empowerment Podcast, hosted by She Truckin'. I am your host, Sheree Moore. I have along with our admins, which is Christy, Tamara, Ronnie, Kenyette, and Wanda, that will be talking about the trucking lifestyle today. We have an interesting show waiting for y'all, and thank you all for tuning in today and coming on to listen to us. I'm going to get started on our last show. Welcome to the show, Christy. I'm going to bring her on so she can introduce herself, tell you how long she's been driving. We're going to just jump right in. Christy, are you on?
I am.
Well, hello, and welcome to the show.
Hello. So I've been driving for 17 years. I'm 36 years old, and I just love what I do.
Awesome. Thank you for coming on today. No problem. We're going to have different perspectives on this show. Everyone has between 20 to a year of experience in the trucking industry. If you would like to call in and show support or ask any questions, our call-in number is 914-205-5328. Like I said, if you want to call in and ask any questions or you want to give any feedback, our call-in number is 914-205-5328. And like I said, on the show we have Kenyette. I'm going to start off by bringing Kenyette and Christy on and ask them if they could start off talking about the trucking lifestyle.
Yeah, sure,
you want to start first? Okay, go ahead, Christy.
I'm here.
Just a living lifestyle out here, it is difficult. It's not your typical day-to-day house routine. Planning and packing and living in a small little space gets a little hectic and crazy, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I absolutely love what I do, and you know, it's a very interesting career, but it is very dangerous out here, too.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. Kenyette, you want to come on? And Kenyette was on our show last week, if you had not tuned in. She's, tell them a little bit about yourself, and let's explain the trucking lifestyle.
Okay. Well, my name is Kenyette. My truck says Lady K, and it's a lot easier than Kenyette. And I'm out of Florida, and I have been trucking for about a year and a half. I do agree that it is truly a different lifestyle, but I think I've adapted to it well because I'm an introvert and an extrovert. So I'm energized by people, but I do like the solitude. I like the freedom. I like the autonomy. And when I want some sense of normalcy, I'll get a hotel room like I am in right now in Grand Island, Nebraska, which is where our yard is. So I think it's important to have some semblance of normalcy if you're not at home. Just the luxury that we take for granted of being able to watch TV and have all these different cable channels and, you know, go take a shower, wash your hands. So I appreciate the opportunity to be able to do both. But I think that I have adjusted pretty well. to the lifestyle. It definitely takes a lot of humility. So you can't come out and just be a prima donna. It's going to be a little nerve-wracking. I mean, I'm sure some people do, but you just got to roll with it. You know, there may be days that you may not get a shower. And, you know, you can't completely be freaking out about that. It's like, okay, well, let me see what I can do in the truck. And then, then tomorrow I'll get one. So I've surprised myself with just that. It's like, oh, okay, well, all right, I'm not going to get a shower today. Well, I mean, it's not the end of the world. But it definitely takes a lot of compromise.
You're absolutely correct. And it's a big adjustment to, you know, learn how to adjust to the trucking lifestyle. I'm going to bring Wanda on now. Wanda has been driving for 20 years, and she was on our show last time. If you're just tuning in, our call-in number is 914-205-5328. She Trucking is a women's community on Facebook. If you're new to She Trucking, and these are the admins, and they're giving their perspectives. These are real women drivers, so you're getting hands-on perspectives of what to expect in the trucking industry, and we're talking about the trucking lifestyle. Wanda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Could you share your trucking lifestyle perspective?
Perspective or my lifestyle in general? Well, like you say, I've been in the business for 20 years. I started doing construction, semi-dump. Then I end up doing rail containers, rail freight. And now I'm a motor carrier doing my own dry van freight. The lifestyle for me, I've always been a type of person that likes to do what I want to do. I'm not the person that wants to. I'm a good worker. I can work for somebody, but I would like to be my own boss. So trucking is the perfect lifestyle for me. I book my loads if I want to do it. If I want to go out and work, I go work. The money is good. It pays the bills. Relationships. I was married. I'm divorced now. It has nothing to do with trucking. But you have to have someone that's, you know, willing and understands the lifestyle that you're living. I'm home every day, so I'm not on the road like him yet. So for me, it's another 9 to 5, and I just happen to be in a big rig every day.
That's awesome, and thank you for sharing. I'm going to go to Tamara Spivey. I want you to start off talking about the expectations of orientation, because that's a part of the trucking lifestyle. So when you're getting ready to get in, you just got your CDLs, you're so excited, and you're ready to get into the truck to get with the trainer. Let's talk about things to expect during orientation.
Good evening, ladies. How's everybody doing tonight? And what's expected? First of all, an open mind. Have an open mind and just be ready to receive as much instruction as possible. It can be different. It would all depend on the carrier and what you're about to do. It's a lot. It's a whole lot. But I would mainly focus on just obtaining all the information that you possibly can, and just make sure you are ready for this lifestyle. I think sometimes school it will set you up for it, but until you actually get out here and you're actually doing it, so.
You're right. Christy, I'm going to go to Christy now, and then I'm going to go to Ronnie. I want y'all to elaborate on the expectations of orientation.
I noticed when I have students and they get into orientation that they're going in blind. So you got to remember, a lot of them don't understand what the actual lifestyle is, and they're thinking of it as just another job. And so when they come in and they realize your truck is set up because you live in your truck and it's a lifestyle, I live in my truck all year round. So I don't go home. I'm out here 24/7. So when I have students come in here, they're a little taken back just for the fact that I am in my truck all the time and I don't really leave my truck besides, you know, like a 34 reset or something. But they come in and they're expecting this, you know, the grand old paycheck and that they're going to get a brand new truck right away. And it's really a lot of information that they need to intake. And a lot of them don't like the criticism that you give them, but in the end they thank you because it's a lot. It truly is a lot for somebody to take in a lot of information at one time on driving and just the safety factors and everything of the trucking industry. But yeah, so when you come into orientation and stuff like that, I just feel like a lot of people, there needs to be, whether it's us females telling them how to prepare themselves for it, or it's, you know, the outsiders telling them, you know, it's definitely a lifestyle change. It's not for everybody out here.
So if someone is getting ready to go out with the trainer, What are some things that you would tell them to pack, or you would tell them to come, once they come on your truck, bring a pencil and paper, you know, what are some things that will prepare them that they don't think about that you get often as being a trainer?
They come on the truck and they pack everything from their kitchen sink to everything that they can think of to put in their truck, and I don't have very much room in my truck, so I have my students just bring their bare minimals and I provide the rest. Like I treat my students like as if they're in a hotel. So like if they need anything, I usually have stuff. I know like safety vests and helmets and stuff like that are a big thing too, because a lot of these shippers and receivers, you have to have these, you know, these safety items with you, and these students don't have it. Or they're coming in flip-flops and leggings and they're not per se dressed appropriately to go and look presentable and professional to the distributors. And I know like my students too, they also, I don't know if they think, I know some places, you know, some drivers, they don't provide like bedding or a pillow or any of that stuff. And I gift my students all that stuff. So when they come in my truck, they don't have to have the pillows, the blankets, you know, the gloves and all that stuff. I just gift my students those things because they're things that you don't necessarily think about. I mean, when I first started and got into the industry and I was one of those that came with everything from my kitchen sink into my truck, not knowing that I wasn't going to have the space for it. So,
right.
when my students came and they had the whole 9 yards in here, and I'm like, oh my goodness, where are we going to put any of this stuff? And so we had to rearrange my entire truck just to fit all their stuff in here. And so less is more until you get into, like, your own truck. Being with when you're with a trainer, they're going to have those items probably for you to use. And if not, I'm sure that they'll help you out in any way possible. Fuel cards, loyalty cards to a lot of the chains are great to have. I know a lot of them come in with very little money. And just those fueling up and getting all those points and stuff is a great thing because you can use those points to buy your food and, you know, you got your showers and stuff already there for you. So that was always very helpful too. And I didn't know about the point cards and stuff for the longest time. And I'm just like, how does everybody do this? And that's how they did it.
Right. And that's awesome because of what you do, you know, making it easier for the trainees as they come in, because a lot of trainers don't do that. And I tell people, take a sleeping bag. You know, you can really, if you don't have any bedding and everything, just grab a sleeping bag, and it's easier to go from the top bunk to the bottom bunk. And like I said, thank you for sharing your perspective. Yeah. And I'm going to ask Ronnie to come on in and share her orientation, what to expect during orientation for new drivers.
Well, good evening, everyone. My biggest thing is don't walk in it thinking that you have the job.
Right.
It's nothing like going to any other business out here in your city or state that, hey, I got an interview, they tell me I'm hired, that's it. It's nothing like that. These companies have the money to bring you in and tell you, okay, you know, we got you all set to go. You're ready to go. Catch the bus, catch the plane, we send you a car, whatever, however they get you there. And then when they get you there, you're still pretty much going through like a interview process. So some of them will send you out to get another physical. If you don't have the proper paperwork with you, they send you home. And you're sitting there thinking, well, I thought I had the job. Well, you didn't. And if you go, and if you're an experienced or a new driver, you still have to go through their training, and you're still sitting there wondering whether or not you're going to pass their training. Last week, I recently decided to go with a different company, so I went with this company, and I was the only female in this class, and one of the guys made a comment about women drivers are not good drivers. I didn't know this until it was time to get out there and drive the truck and then get back there and do an alley dot. Well, let's say that they sent him home. He wasn't hired. And the instructor came and said, hey, he said that women can't drive, and look who's going home. You never know, anything can stop you from actually being technically hired with this company. They have the money to spend to get you there, see what you got, and if you don't fit their protocol or their standards, they will send you home. So when you're going, my only suggestion is be open-minded. Like Christy said, try not to take the kitchen and the sink. Take what you need, because you never know if you're going to get past stage one or stage two, so they can send you home. Make sure you have all your paperwork, whether it's a doctor's release, if you have sleep apnea, make sure you have all that paperwork. They were sending people home for not having those type of things. Your Social Security card, birth certificate, or whatever you're using on your I-9, you want to make sure you have those things with you, because then if you don't and you come and you're not prepared, for one, if it was my business and I done sent you all this information and I'm saying, hey, make sure you bring all this, there's a list I'm sending you, I need you to bring this, that, and the third. You get there and you don't have this stuff, and as a business owner, I would be thinking, well, I'm going to put them up under a load, so are they going to be reliable to carry this load, but they can't bring simple things. So you have to, it's a first impression type of thing, and it's more like a first, second, and third impression type of thing, because they're just constantly looking at you. Are you late to orientation? Are you, how are you dressed? Are you ready? You know, things like that. So I strongly suggest whatever they send you to tell you to bring to orientation, bring those things. Pack lightly, because if you're a new driver, you're going on the truck with a trainer. And like Chrissy said, there's not enough room for your kitchen sink and hers too. So you have to remember those things that, pack lightly, bring your paperwork, and be prepared. I cannot, stress that enough. I've seen it myself numerous times, but this time it was like, oh, these are experienced drivers, and they still were not prepared. So you have to remember those things. You do not know. That's what this group is for, is that we, before you go to orientation, reach out to somebody and say, hey, What else do I need? What do I need to pack? How many pairs of jeans? Do I need my steel-toed boots? Do I need safety vests? Things like that, and we can definitely tell you what you need and what you don't need. Because I can guarantee you do not need that sink.
You're right. Those are some great tips. And people don't realize that you are coming into someone's home. And so it's important that you are as nice to them as you enter into their home if you was entering into their brick and mortar. So make sure that, you know, you are packing light and you are being respectful to trainers. There's not a lot of women trainers. They are unicorns, to be honest. And so you want to make sure you come in and you are respecting them in their own place, because if you don't, then you will be put out and you will go have to start over or find someone else to train you. So make sure you come in with the open mind. And so now I'm going to turn it over to Kenyette, and I'm going to let her elaborate a little bit on the orientation as well, and then we're going to get into our next topic after that. Once again, if you have any questions or comments and you want to call in, our call-in number is 914-205-5328. Kenyette, you want to elaborate a little bit on the expectations during trucking orientation?
Yes, thank you. I first want to thank Ronnie, because you have given some golden nuggets. That is stuff that just doesn't get said and it's not understood. So I appreciate you for saying that. And then for Christy, I wanted to comment on you saying you're gifting the trainees things. And so as a recent trainee a year and a half ago, I want to give my perspective. It was a huge blessing, and it was a great icebreaker when my trainer gave me those things. It was very welcoming, made me feel a part of the family. I didn't feel like I was a stranger in her house. So that helps a whole lot. I did bring the kitchen sink, even though, you know, they said what to bring. You know, you just don't know the unknowns, and, you know, you just really don't know. And so it worked out that they had some storage at the yard, and so when I went home, I pared down. But in hindsight, I think that it's really important, for one, to be able to network with a group like She Trucking or somebody else that you know, just to get a perspective, because Sheree told me about the TA card, and I already had that and signed up before I even, I think, knew what company I was going with, because I didn't know anything about that. So, Christy, you're right on with that. And then my trainer, she hit me to a lot of stuff. And so those team showers and all the different cards, she really helped me with that. And so I just want to say that's invaluable as a recent trainee. And then it is very important to stay humble and to realize that you are going into somebody else's home. And it's important, I think, to do your research. One thing that I would have done differently is I would have gone and looked at a truck before I was even, you know, getting on the road to come to this company, just so I can get an idea, like, what does the inside really look like in real time? Like, you know, so that would help me, like, yeah, girl, you don't need to be bringing, because where are you going to put this? I really didn't know. And so I just wanted to comment that those two, you know, perspectives that you gave, Ronnie and Christy, those were invaluable. And, yeah, first impressions are really important, because I have seen some people get sent home just because, you know, they came in with an attitude, or, you know, they were demanding, or, you know, whatever, or lying. You know, it's like, okay, well, you know, you got to take the drug test, you got to do this, you got to do that. So, you know, whatever's done in the dark is going to always come to light. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, that was awesome. And you're right, those were some excellent points. And I want you to let people know how you found your trainer, because I tell people all the time, you know, you have a lot of women trainers right in the group, you know, and so if you could share your story.
Yeah, absolutely. So I love to network. And so I've always asked a lot of questions, and my mother said I should have studied broadcast journalism instead of business, but I wasn't willing to do all the work that took to get to be Oprah. But I'm always asking a bunch of questions. So I happened upon She Trucking through one of the members who, and I can't even think of her name, but she's a trainer. She was with Werner. What's her name, Sheree?
Shay.
You know who I'm talking about?
Shay
Palmer. Yes, yeah, Shay.
Shay
yeah.
Palmer.
Well, Shay, yeah, Shay Palmer was on the brochure for Werner that they had at my school. So then when Werner came, and it wasn't Shay, and, you know, all I was trying to do was I want to talk to women truckers. And I prefer to talk to black women, even to drill down, because that's a whole different level of existence. There's women, there's black women. And so you got to deal with the racism and the sexism. So I wanted to talk to Shay because she was a woman. So I, you know, was able to talk to her, and she told me about She Trucking. And then I talked Sheree's ear off, and I became a member. So when I posted something about, I was supposed to be going with another company, like, yeah, I'm going here, here's the website link and all this stuff. Well, the trainer for my current company, I'm with Grand Island Express in Nebraska, her name is Deb Head. So she put a post on there like, hey, well, hey, that's great. Well, by the way, we are one of the best fleets to drive for. We don't have Force Dispatch, 1, 2, 3 bullet points. Hey, check it out. Well, when the other deal fell through, and I'm so glad about that, then I went back to the post, I searched for it, and then I started doing my research. So otherwise, I would have never heard of Grand Island Express. There's no reason for me to be here and out of nowhere in Nebraska, and I live in Florida. But it was through She Trucking and networking, and Deb is a phenomenal trainer, and we got along like, you know, Laverne and Shirley. So that worked out very well, but it was through She Trucking.
I appreciate you sharing your story. At this time, I want to give a shout out to Desiree and the Real Women in Trucking. They are a women's organization, a nonprofit organization for women drivers. And they're on their way to Washington, D.C. to talk about the petition that people were signing because of all the sexual harassment and rape that's going on in the, you know, that has went on throughout the trucking industry. And so we want to definitely, you know, keep them in our prayers as they travel up to D.C. They're out here representing and fighting for all women's rights, you know, and to be safe on the road so that their training experience is so much better. And we are so thankful for them. Desiree also has been a great friend to me, and you know, we work together in helping women in this industry as they progress, and if they have any situations, we work through that as well. So I just want to give Real Women in Trucking a shout out while we are, you know, talking about orientations and expectations, because things do happen in this industry as well. And they're going this coming up this week and going up to talk to the FMCSA. So one thing I want to say, our intro, I want to give a shout out to Flo Easy. Flo Easy was the lady that was on our intro, the She Trucking intro. She wrote the song. Tony Dub is a DJ. He Tony Dub, he laid, like, literally made the beat and everything that we came in on. You can find her on Instagram at FlowEasy_77. That's FlowEasy_77 or DJ Tony Dub on Instagram. So shout out to them, just a quick shout out. Once again, if you have any questions or you want to call in, our number is 914-205-5328. At this time, I'm going to open up all the lines to all of my admins, and I'm going to get them to talk about a subject that I see is posted in our group a lot, and that's the trucking and relationships. You know, it's hard to have a relationship in the trucking industry or just while you're driving a truck, because you definitely want to make sure that your significant other is on the same page with you and they understand our trucking lifestyle. So we're going to switch gears real quick, and I want to get, you know, I'm going to let someone jump in. I don't want to pick because I want to see who has experience about trucking and relationships. So whoever would like to go first. As being a woman driver and being in a relationship while you're on the road, would anybody want to elaborate on it?
I can.
Okay.
This is Kid. I'm always compelled to speak when it's crickets for like longer than 5 seconds. It's like, well, let me come up with something. Well, I'll say that I am currently married. And it is a challenge because my husband he's not on the same page. And when I told him that I was going to go to, I said I'm considering going to truck driving school, he didn't think I was serious because I come from a business background. I was also a social worker. And so right before this, I was a realtor. So he was like, okay, that's just like way outside of the box. I don't even believe you. Yeah, okay, this is another thing that you're doing. So I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, I'm going to show you. So I went ahead and I researched the industry for 9 months, and he saw that I was serious. Well, he was not a fan. And he was not, you know, had not really been all that supportive. But my motto is, this is my life, and I got to live my life for me. So I can't shrink down to make you feel tall, and I can't be confined to the cubicle of your understanding or expectation of who I am, what I should be doing, you know, what I should be. So he struggles with it. And I try to just educate him on the fact that there's over 200,000 ladies out here, and we're getting it done. So whatever stereotypical thought or idea you had about what trucking is or was, that's not even relevant. So, you know, we're doing some great things out here. So it's challenging with him. And so, you know, it remains to be seen, you know, what comes of that. But at the end of the day, I'm responsible for my life, my sense of joy, my sense of fulfillment. And so if trucking is what I want to do right now in this phase, then that's what I'm going to do. If the relationship withstands that, that's great. If it doesn't, the show must go on. So that's just, you know, that's just my story.
It's very difficult, you know, trying to maintain a relationship and drive these trucks. I mean, it is a whoo-wee. my experience as well has been just rocky. I mean, over these last 6 years, it's, people, they think that you're out here partying. They don't realize that you're working. They think when you're traveling that you're going to go jump out and sightsee every, you know, and you just, you know, they don't realize that we're on a tight schedule. And we're moving, yes, throughout these different cities and states, but we see nothing but trees and land. We just see the highways, you know. So thank you for sharing that, because, you know, that is one of the most common questions that we get. I'm going to ask Ronnie and see if she want to come on and speak about it, or if anybody else want to talk about trucking and relationships, or if you have a child and you're in the industry and you have a child. This was not on our agenda, but I just feel like it goes with our topic to talk about trucking and children as well. So because you have to have a support system, you know, when you have kids on the road. So, Ronnie or Wanda or Christy, would you like to jump in?
Well, I date a guy that actually drives truck as well, but it's not with the company that I decided to go with. He's actually an owner-operator flatbed. So his issue is basically, don't make me come and find out where you at type of thing. And I'm like, you've been out here a little longer than I have. And so you're reflecting now. I'm okay. If it ever becomes a problem, then I will mention it. But it's not an issue for me. So I tend to get into these little things with him when it comes to him reflecting. And I'd be thinking, okay, what, you know, these are the things that you're worried about are the things that you are, you know, that you did in the past or that you've seen happening or things like that. So to ease his mind, there's conversation every day or, you know, two or three times a day, even if it's like 2 or 3 minutes, you know, hey, I'm going, so I'm on the road or things like that. But once I get stopped, it's up. Well, where'd you park at? Did you park in the back or did you park in the middle? Where are you at? Oh, yeah, I know that one. Those type of things. So it's a little insecurity there, but it's a lot of reflection as well. It's like, you know, you've been there, you've done that, you've seen that, and I haven't. So it gets rough. It does get rough, but it's all about what you allow to happen, what you'll put up with. Things like that. Those are the things that that kind of fall into it. And as Kenya said, you know, when that relationship is over, where are you going to still stand? Are you still going to be standing trying to be with that person, or is that person gone already? And then you're still stuck with, well, darn, I quit driving trucks or something that I like to do, and now he's still gone or she's still gone. Or, you know, things like that. So you have to do what makes you happy, because nobody is in control of your happiness but you.
You're right. You're right. And look, you know, through my relationship, hey, I'm still driving. Now, trucking going to still be here, and he's gone. So, you know, that's a decision that we have to make sometime, because we have to stay focused. So. Would anybody else like to elaborate on it? We got Tamara and Wanda and Christy.
I'm not,
and like I said, we're talking
face or anything, so.
Do anybody have any kids that's on the call as well that would like to share about how it is to be a mother on the road? Crickets. Okay. So we'll just move right along, and we'll talk about how to adjust on the road. I think we touched on that a little bit about doing the expectations and stuff, you know, maybe like having an open communication, adjusting, you know, making sure that your truck is weatherized. Let's talk about tips that people can do to weatherize their trucks. Let's go to Tamara.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. Okay, well, it all depends on what part of the country you're in, but as I've said before, it's if you are traveling, to me, because of how the weather is now, things are so different now. You are starting to get weather all over the place now. And when I say weather, you're starting to experience winter weather in a whole lot of places that would just maybe get it for a week or two, and that's about it. But you're starting to experience it everywhere. So the one thing I would like to say is to have on deck is if you can have a little bottle of bleach, if you can have some salt, if you can have kitty litter, because all of that, if you're ever in a compromising position where you're on ice, you can put that down underneath your tires, and it'll give you some leverage. May not do a whole lot, but it can give you something. If you are traveling, just about everything that is I-40 and above, make sure that you have your chains. Because, again, you know, in a lot of places that the weather didn't get as treacherous, now it's getting very treacherous. I would say to have that. Make sure you have a coat. Make sure you have waterproof shoes, socks. Make sure you have plenty of blankets. Make sure you have water, canned goods. You can never go wrong with canned goods. Whether that's something you use year-round or not, but that's something always good to have just in case, because, again, traveling I-40 and west, sometimes once you get outside of Amarillo, you are at the point of no return sometimes, and I-40 will shut down on you. It's not it's all in a matter of when, because it will happen. It has happened already this year. So the thing is, being in compromising positions, just making sure that you have those type of things on your truck so you'll be able to at least be comfortable if you have to wait out a storm. And batteries. Flashlights.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct, especially flashlights. It gets real dark in the winter. It's really dark. Yeah. And so you definitely have to be prepared during the winter storms. And, like, you know, we said before, making sure that if your truck breaks down that you have things to keep you warm, extra blankets and stuff like that, you know, when you're on the truck, especially by yourself. So thank you for that. I'm going to – would anybody else like to talk about winterizing your truck or – let's see, I'm going to open up all the mics, and anybody can just jump in if they want to talk about winterizing the truck. I know we touched on it last week as well. So,
yeah, I would say always make sure all your fluids are topped off, your antifreeze,
right.
Your oil. You're going to burn more oil in the wintertime, so make sure you keep oil in your truck. Antifreeze you're going to burn, your windshield washer fluid. Make sure you have winter washer fluid that goes, you know, below zero by 23 degrees. You need something that's not going to freeze up. I think people put alcohol in their washer fluid also.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it from freezing up. Make sure you have either alcohol or airline brake antifreeze to keep your brakes from freezing up. Also, I keep a hammer in my truck. There's been times where you go under a trailer and you're on ice. You can take kitty litter. You may get some traction, but sometimes I may have to take a hammer and break the ice up so that I can get some traction so that I could pull out. So, keep those things available in your truck when it's cold. You never know when you're going to need them. Also, like she elaborated on, keeping clothes in your truck. You never know. You may have a breakdown. It could be hours and hours before someone can get to you. So you're in your truck with no power. You need to have blankets, extra clothing, food, everything.
absolutely. I was going to say, even having candles in your truck are really good. When it's really cold outside, just one candle can heat your entire truck. So if you don't have any power or anything like that, that's great to have as well. And then touch on, like, your additives for your fuel to make sure you put that in before you fuel so it actually mixes as you're adding your fuel so it doesn't get gunked up in there. Yeah. And then checking your air dryer and making sure that it's working properly and your filters are clean. You want to make sure that you drain out the air reservoirs periodically so you don't have malfunctioning brakes.
Those are some great tips, ladies. Awesome. Excellent tips. Well, we've been on for about 45 minutes now, so I do want to say that our call-in number is 914-205-5328. If you would like to call in, we'll be on for about another 15 minutes before our show is over. And so if you do have any questions or comments, this is the time that you want to go ahead and call in. Our number is 914-205-5328. And we're going to move right along and talk about how you can stay healthy in the truck, because it's easy to gain weight once you start driving the truck because you're eating and you're sitting down and you're not moving a lot. So I'm going to turn on everyone's microphones and then someone can just jump right in about healthy eating in the truck. How about we start with Ronnie? Ronnie, you want to jump in and talk about it?
Yes, ma'am, I could do that. Me, I would stay away from a lot of sodas. I know some of us have to have that craving or that one little soda, but that one can lead to two, especially Mountain Dews and things like that, because that seems to be the, as I call it, the trucker soda, to try to stay awake. But I come to find that eating trail mix is good. You know, nuts and dried cranberries and cheese and things like that are good for snacking. As far as drinking, I do water. I do also, Core has a flavored water with, goodness, I think it has like vitamins or something like that off in it. I love that. It's good, especially when I want something with a little taste to it besides water. So I try to eat salads and things like that. Walmart has the free salads already made in the bowl, little small bowls. Those are the things that I look for. I had to learn that, hey, I need to stay away from the Arby's at the truck stop, the McDonald's and the Popeyes and all that stuff, because it's really not geared for the truckers. It's geared for, I would say, travelers, you know, because it's a heavy food, and heavy foods tend to make people sleepy as well. So I try to stay on the lighter side if I can.
Those are some excellent tips, drinking a lot of water, because sitting down and maybe water and cranberry juice and teas is excellent. Because, you know, you're sitting down all day and, you know, UTIs and other things can happen while you're in the truck. So it's great to, you know, change your diet and eat more healthy. As Tamara would say, eat salads. You know, I'm going to throw her into this because she eats a lot of salads on the road, which is, you know, really, very healthy. So, Tamara, you want to elaborate on that as well?
Well, I agree with Ronnie. Eating my salads, I am a heavy salad eater. Drinking water, eating a lot of almonds and dried fruit and just fruit in general, period. That's my go-to going down the road. I used to be into eating a lot of cookies and stuff like that. I would just go crazy on cookies and I've never been a big person ever, but I noticed over time and with age, you start gaining. So you know, I had to cut back, and so I started looking at some different alternatives, but definitely stay away from the sodas. The sodas, they sneak up on you, and before you know it, you'll have all kind of handles and everything, and looking like, and no offense to anybody, but looking like you've given birth to 5 kids and stuff, and you haven't had one. So, you know, I would just say stay away from the sodas and try to, you know, stick with the water, or either add a little lemon to the water or something just for a little taste or whatnot. But fruit and those are the better alternatives, instead of grabbing that big bag of McDonald's like you see people on the fuel aisle and a whole lot of the times, just this big bag of food, and they're riding down the road just eating. We do need to stay away from that. We have to think about our cholesterol and also our blood pressure. Those things are very important, because just speaking on the blood pressure alone, if it starts giving you a whole lot of problems and stuff, I mean, that'll put you out of a job, you know, or either put you on medication that will limit you to get it from getting a 2-year card to a 6-month card, or either a year card. So you got to be mindful of the things that you are putting into your body.
Those are some excellent tips. And we have about 10 more minutes left. If you're just tuning in, we talked about the trucking lifestyle, what to expect in orientation. We talked about trucking and relationships, how to adjust while you're on the road, tips on winterizing your truck, and now we're talking about healthy eating. And so as we close, and we do have this live podcast on every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're on Facebook, make sure you follow us on She Trucking. We also have a website, which is SheTrucking.com, and we offer apparel as well on SheTruckingApparel.com. So make sure that you know, you all are in the group and you're following us. If you're thinking about getting into the trucking industry, you can reach out. You can grab mentors, and you can be able to get a great start in the trucking industry. And so as we close out, I want to open up the mic to Christy. I love to end on a great note. So as we wrap up, let's talk. Just give some advice and talk about, just leave the listeners with a positive statement about trucking. Give them a tip or some advice or whatever comes to your head that you want people to remember your last statement on our radio show today. So, and thank you all today for coming on and sharing. So, Christy,
absolutely.
If you want to talk, thank you.
I was just going to say, you know, never let anybody dull your sunshine, and don't let anybody ever tell you you can't do something. You can do anything if you put your mind to it.
Oh, yes, that's awesome. Awesome, awesome. And like I said, thank you for coming on and sharing with us today. I'm going to open up the mic now to Kenyette. And Kenyette, could you leave us a positive note, please?
Well, in my truck, I have a sign that says dream big, and I have a towel that says she believed she could, so she did. So dream big. I think that we as women just have our own innate power, and so I'm proud to be a part of this group of lady truckers. So I just want us to encourage not to shrink down, to make other people to feel tall, and to be true to the things that inspire us and enrich us, and just try to be a blessing every day along the way in some small way by what you do or what you say. But I encourage us all to just dream big. Shoot for Pluto, and if you land on Saturn, then you've gone somewhere.
I love it. That is it's awesome. That's a great quote. And so, Wanda, we'll go to you next. Would you like to share with us a quote or our last remark?
Oops, sorry, I was on mute. I would just like to elaborate. Don't let anybody convince you that you can't do something. There's plenty of help out here. If you have questions, something you don't know, don't be afraid. Ask questions. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do something. Always try it for yourself. Don't listen to people with their negative comments about something that you want to do. So if it's something you think you want to do, always try it. And then you make your own decisions. Don't let anybody else make it for you.
Thank you all for, wrapping up with us. We do have a caller on the line, so before we get off, I want to bring this caller in. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm blessed by the best, and I just wanted to say to all of you ladies that are on the chat line right now, you know, I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud in the direction that She Trucking is going. And just to continue to enforce the empowerment of women in this industry, in life. I love you. And just remember that every sunrise is a message from God, and every sunset is His signature. This is Big Wheels and Heels. I love you, and keep pushing forward.
And thank you for calling in and sharing with us. Actually, next week, this is Tiffany Hannah with Big Wheels and Heels, as she said, and next week she'll be on our show as well. So make sure y'all are tuning in Sunday. We're going to have Shermaine Jeffries and Tiffany Hannah come on, and they're going to share their stories, and we're going to dig and get deep into their different brands and their missions. And so thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in and giving us some positive feedback and leaving your quote with us. Thank you so much. And as we wrap up, I'm going to go now to Ronnie, and I want to get your last quote as well. And like I said, if you do want to call in, our number is 914-205-5328. That's 914-205-5328. We thank you all for tuning in today. So, Ronnie, would you like to close out as well?
I just want everyone to kind of go into this with an open mind, or if you're already in it, remain open. Things change every day. And we've seen a lot of things go on in the week, in the last 2 weeks, and we just want everybody to be safe and to encourage others that are trying to get into this. So I'm going to wish everybody a safe journey in the coming weeks, and a good night.
Thank you so much for coming on. And last, we have Tamara. Tamara, we're going to get you to leave a closing statement as well as you come on. All right.
I just want to ask everyone to stay safe out there. And if the conditions are unsafe to drive, again, as I always say, that load can be rescheduled, but your life cannot. Think about yourself first and that load second. Stay safe out there, ladies.
So I want to leave a quote with y'all. One of my favorite quotes is, go to sleep with a dream and wake up with a purpose. And sorry, my phone was on mute as I was talking, and so I'm going to start over. But I want to challenge you all to go to sleep with a dream and wake up with a purpose. And this is the Women Empowerment Podcast. Thank you all ladies for coming on the show today. This is a live show. Let me check to see if we have any callers at the time that we have maybe missed. Everyone is, nope, we got all our callers today. Thank you, Tiffany Hannah with Big Wheels and Heels, for calling in as well. We're so excited to have Tiffany and Charmaine come on to our next show. So we'll have Big Wheels and Heels, we'll have CDL for Life, and we'll have Sister Blogging on Wheels as well. We'll get everyone talk about branding next week, and we'll, you know, dig deep into their brands as well. And thank you all for tuning in. It is 9 o'clock and our show is now over. If you're catching the replay, please leave us a comment at the end of our blog. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you think about our live broadcast. This is the Women Empowerment Podcast, and thank you for tuning in.
Yeah. DJ Tony,
for all my ladies out there trucking towards they go. Let's go. She gon' take care of her bitch, she trucking, she trucking. She a woman with a rig, she trucking, she trucking. She gon' take care of her kids, she trucking, yeah. She a boss, she do it big, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking. She a boss, she do it big, she trucking, she trucking. She a woman with a rig, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking. Often hated, never duplicated. Nah. We underestimated, cause it's male dominated. But we getting payment like it's money motivated. Change. Our clientele rated while they dragging, we gon' play it. Like. By the hour, we them girls and we got power. Yeah. Haters everywhere, like some taxes, they be sour. Dropping lows, know the road and we be running. Run. You can never do it like us, and that's a bummer. They got my back, so I got my girls with me. Yeah. I can't be like you, cause the shoes just won't fit me. All these moves, and we make it all happen. Showing food while the rest of y'all rapping. Clocking in and making ends, running racks up. Focus like a lens, we don't focus on the trends, nah. Like a truck is pulling in, told them back that. Focus and pretend, we don't notice who they is, nah. Take care of her bitch, she trucking, she trucking. She a woman with a rig, she trucking, she trucking. She gon' take care of her kids, she trucking, yeah. She a boss, she do it big, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking. She a boss, she do it big, she trucking. She a woman with a rig, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking, she be trucking. If you wife her, then you lucky. She lucky. A blessing, but you curse her. She turning the bride of Chucky. Yeah, we in sync like a Bluetooth, but it's pink. Little do you know, when we in numbers, we got strength. Strong. Things roll up on you, we got pull and we got lift. Yeah, reach the 50 states, we gon' cancel all the myths. Yeah, when I'm trying to shut you down, I'ma raise a roof so when you play me, burn a house. Yeah, I'm gonna take care of her bitch, she trucking, she trucking. She a woman with a rig, she trucking, she trucking. She gon' take care of her kids, she trucking, yeah. She a boss, she do it big, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking. She a boss, she do it big, she trucking, she trucking. She a woman with a rig, she trucking, 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 she trucking.